Just weeks after being elected the next mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani is meeting President Trump at the White House.
The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist quickly became a national figure after an upset primary win earlier this year. He's got a lot of fans, particularly among young voters and progressives. But he's also become a foe for many on the right, including President Trump.
NPR political reporter Elena Moore will be covering that meeting. Elena, this is one of these meetings where I did not expect these two in the same room together.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a tradition for the incoming mayor-elect to sit down with the president. Also, New York is an important place. It's the biggest city in the country and President Trump's hometown. He's from Queens, the same borough that Zohran Mamdani represents in the state assembly right now. But despite that connection, Trump has been a vocal critic of Mamdani. Ahead of Election Day, he went as far as to endorse Andrew Cuomo, the former Democratic governor of New York who was running against Mamdani.
Yeah, and they seem like political polar opposites, so I can kind of see why Trump would be riled up by the new mayor.
Well, yeah, Mamdani ran on the Democratic ticket, but he identifies as a Democratic Socialist, and he's made some ambitious campaign promises aimed at tackling the rising cost of living, like freezing the rent for rent-stabilized apartments and creating city-run grocery stores. But his ideas are also ones that conservatives have painted as radical and extreme. And Trump has really taken that up a notch. He's repeatedly called Mamdani a communist. He said he'd arrest him if he didn't cooperate with ICE raids as mayor, and suggested that Mamdani isn't living in the country legally, even though, he's a naturalized citizen.
And what's been Mamdani's response to Trump?
He's largely stood his ground. I mean, Mamdani made a point even to address the president directly in his victory speech, looking into the camera and telling Trump to turn the volume up.
Hear me, President Trump, when I say this. To get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us.
Part of what makes Mamdani so impactful right now is that he's built a large movement, one that a lot of longtime Democrats just don't have at the moment. In the lead up to Election Day, I talked to voters around the country who said they've been feeling increasingly disappointed by the Democratic Party in recent years, but see Mamdani as a welcome change. So he is popular, and that's why, you know, partly Trump is paying attention.
So what are they going to talk about? New York Knicks basketball?
Oh, I wish. I mean, speaking to reporters yesterday, Mamdani said that even though he disagrees with Trump a lot, he's willing to work with anyone who wants to make life more affordable for New Yorkers. And as a reminder, I mean, Trump vowed to cut New York's federal funding if Mamdani won. So there are real stakes here. But this isn't just about the dollars. You know, this meeting is a reminder of the big shift that Mamdani has to make in these next few weeks as he takes on this job. He's got a background as an activist, but being mayor of New York City is a totally different role. So today may be a test for him, you know, on balancing the policy priorities that got him elected and maintaining the political diplomacy required as mayor.
That's NPR political reporter Elena Moore. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.